Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to RotoWire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid is questionable for Tuesday's Game 2 action against the Atlanta Hawks. Embiid was able to play through his injury in Sunday's Game 1 and neared a double-double, 39 points and 9 rebounds in 38 minutes. However, he's still dealing with this knee issue ahead of Tuesday's matchup. If the 27-year-old is held out, Dwight Howard and Mike Scott could see increased run. In NFL news, Aaron Rodgers is not among the Packers quarterbacks at mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. This was the anticipated outcome at this point, but it's now official with Green Bay's minicamp underway. It remains to be seen how things will play out between Rodgers and the Packers, but it will likely be Jordan Love and Blake Bortles seeing most of the reps with the first team offense in his absence. In MLB news, the Mariners have optioned Jaron Kelenic to AAA Tacoma. Twins outfielder Byron Buxton will begin a rehab assignment with AAA St. Paul on Tuesday. The 27-year-old recently resumed running at 100% with no issues, clearing the way for him to begin the final stage of his rehab program. In MLB betting action, it's a packed slate starting at 7:05 Eastern with the Dodgers and Pirates matchup and wrapping up at 10:10 Eastern with the Cubs and Padres game. The game with the highest projected total is the Red Sox-Astros matchup at 10 total runs, while the lowest is the Marlins and Indians game at just 7 runs. In MLB strikeout prop action, look to the under 7.5 for Carlos Rondon, as we're projecting closer to 4.5 Ks for Rondon. Also consider Chris Bassett under 6.5 strikeouts and Jordan Lyles under 4.5 strikeouts. For earned runs, hammer the over 1.5 earned runs for Rondon as well, as he could give up closer to 3 earned runs against the Blue Jays today. In MLB DFS action, the top DraftKings value batter is Adam Engel, followed by Clint Frazier, Taylor Trammell, and Jake Fraley. Value pitchers today include Sonny Gray, Andrew Heaney, and Matthew Boyd. For hot matchups, Ronald Acuna has a 3.46 average and 7 walks against Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola. Tampa Bay outfielder Manuel Margot has 6 hits and no strikeouts against John Lester in 12 at-bats. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.